That was fun to worship in that way again. Thank you to our amazing praise team that worked so hard to put this together. So we're in this series called Fear Not, I Am With You. Last week we started the series and we asked the questions about what if, and Jesus says, don't be afraid, I'm with you. But what? I am with you. But I am with you. So we're continuing this week in the second part of the series. And this week it's all about, nah, I'm not going to say what it's about. I'm sure the video is going to tell you that.
Will not seem to leave my mind alone. Worry, oh, worry, 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 worry. Sometimes I swear it feels like this worry.
Well, the other day I got a little grief from someone saying, boy, you quoted a Beatles song in your email. That just shows your age. Well, I wonder what this will show if you remember this song, because I think this is even older than the Beatles songs. So yeah, the theme for this morning is worry. And if I'm going to ask you to put up your hands, if we were together in this building, I would have asked you, so put up your hands, who has never worried? I am sure that there would not be a single hand. And if someone put up their hand, I would be taking confession afterwards in any case. So we're going to talk about worry today. And to do that, I'm going to take you to Matthew chapter 6. I'm going to start reading at verse 25 right down to verse 34. And I'm going to read the NIV here and there. I'm going to quote the message, but I'll do that for you. You'll see it on the screen in any case. So Matthew 6 verse 25, Jesus says, therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? Why do you worry about clothes? See how the flowers of the field grow. They do not labor or spin. Yet, I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things. But your heavenly Father knows that you need all of them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Now, if you think of that little video and you think of what we just read here, I wonder if you would agree with me if I said that this thing called worry just sucks the life out of you. It just drains you of your joy and your well-being, physically, emotionally, spiritually. You know that. The more you worry, physically, you lose weight. Physically, you're more tired. Physically, you just can't do what you're doing. It just sucks the light out of you. Emotionally, you get down on yourself. You get depressed. Spiritually, it's kind of like, I don't want to read. I don't want to pray. It's kind of, where's God? That's what this worry thing does to us. Sucks the life out of us. So I want to talk about that with you this morning. And we're going to talk about three things that worry does to us. But to set the scene for what Jesus says, let me just show you where this actually all comes from. Verse 25 starts with the word therefore. In the Greek, it's diatuto. And diatuto, or therefore, always says stop. Before you read what's going on here, you just need to go back for a second, because I'm connecting you to what happened before this. This is what will lead you to understand what goes on in these verses. So for us to understand what's going on and why Jesus all of a sudden talks about this worrying and then about God's kingdom and the others, we need to go ask the question, where does this come from? And it comes from verse 24. So I'm going to take you to verse 24. Listen carefully to this. No one, says Jesus, can serve two masters. Either you will hate the one and love the other, or you will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money. There's a little tension in that last line, right? You cannot serve both God and money. Can I just say something about that word money? I think it's a bad translation, because that's not the word that's used there. The Greek word that they use here is actually not a Greek word. It's just using a Semitic word and just translating it in Greek letters. It's the word mammonas, which in the old translations was translated correctly with mammon. You cannot serve both God and mammon. Mammonos, or mammon from the Semitic language, means a treasure in which you put your trust. So check this out. Jesus says, you cannot serve two masters. You can only serve either God or that other treasure in which you put your trust. So make your choice. Is it God? Or is it this other treasure? Whatever that might be. It's not just the word money. Whatever that might be that takes the place of God and becomes the one that you serve. Make your choice. And I think for a second they said, hold on, but we want to follow God and we want to choose God, but what about our children? How do we take care of their future? What about tomorrow? What about the things I need? What about the things I want to buy? And what about, and this is what causes us to worry. And that's what gets Jesus talking about worrying. And he says to them, it seems to me that some of you, your lives are consumed by concerns and worries, and it, call that it mammon if you want to, it is taking over your life and it is sucking the life from you. So let's talk about who you want to follow. Do you want to follow God, or are you going to allow this mammon, it, to become the treasure that rules your life? So stop worrying, says Jesus. And I'm going to give you three reasons. The first thing, worrying shifts the focus away from that which matters most. Worry shifts the focus from that which matters most to that which doesn't matter. Look at verse 25 again. Therefore, says Jesus, I tell you, don't worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes? In other words, says Jesus, so make your choice. Somehow it seems to me this worry comes because you look at the basics of life and that becomes your mammon. It becomes this thing that rules your life and becomes this treasure. And all you think is, I need to do this. I need to have this. I need to get more of this. I need to go there. I need... But stop. Isn't life more than just that? And we think, whoa, Jesus, but don't we need the necessities, those little basics of life? Don't we need that? He's not saying that they're not important, that they're not there. But what he is saying is, he's contradicting that old assumption that we make that what we eat or where we go and eat or the clothes we wear and the labels they have are the things that are really, really important. And here we go. Who is the one that I'm serving? Is it God or is it Mammon? And Mammon is that which becomes my treasure, which becomes running my life. And all of a sudden, what's running my life and what's causing the worry and what's that doing with my focus? That's why Jesus says in verse 25, that last piece of that. Listen to what the message says. I love the translation here. So I'm going to read the whole verse 25 because it's so beautiful. He says, so if you decide for God, after the therefore, you made God or Mammon. If you decide for God, living a life of God worship, it follows that you don't fuss about what's on the table at mealtime or whether the clothes in your closet are in fashion. There's far more to your life than the food you put in your stomach. More to your outer appearance than the clothes you hang on your body. Where's the choice? Is it God or is it Mammon? Because the problem is, it's not eating, drinking. The problem is, what am I worrying about? Isn't it that all of a sudden it becomes really, really important what I wear and what the label is? And then that becomes my focus. Oh, I need. And it shifts my focus from that which matters most. Whatever that might be, that shifts the focus. Jesus uses food and clothes here because those were really things that were way more difficult in their time than ours. But let me show you a little bit of what I mean. Let's answer this question. When last have you heard yourself, or someone else for that matter, say, I am so worried about my walk with God. I'm not sure that I am growing and becoming that person that God wants me to be and that God created me to be. And that makes me lie awake at night. And I'm so worried about that. When last have you heard someone say, I'm not sure that I am that godly father, mother, spouse, child, grandparent that God created me to be. And that concerns me. And I'm so worried about that. Well, rather here. I so want to buy that brand name computer. I really want that specific brand. And no. I don't want those knockoffs. I want real Uggs. And then I buy this stuff, and then I worry about the money because I'm not sure I can pay for all of the stuff. And what does worry do? It shifts the focus from that which is important. How is my relationship with God? How is God caring for me? How do I love God? Shifts that to that which does not matter, and the focus is out. And all of a sudden I start sweating the small stuff. And when I sweat the small stuff that really is not important, that really does not take care of my life, it becomes this rock on my chest and it sucks the life out of me and I lose my joy and my well-being physically, emotionally, spiritually. Worry does a second thing. Not only does it suck the life out of me, but worry doesn't change a thing. Verse 27 says there, can any one of you by worrying, add even 1 hour to your life. Man, I really love the way that Jesus says that. So I can worry about my heart, and I can worry about my health, and I can worry about the food, and I can worry about all of the stuff, name it. But all that worrying doesn't do a thing. I cannot prolong my life with even 1 hour. And is that what we're doing with all the worrying? Wanting to do more of this? All the worrying, actually, on the other hand, does quite the opposite. Instead of prolonging my life, it actually usually shortens my life. So Jesus illustrates this. He says, and go look at verses 28 and 29. He says, just think of these flowers that you find in the field, the wild flowers in spring. You walk and all of a sudden you see these beautiful flowers. They take your breath away with their colors and the way that they're just blooming there. They didn't work for that. They didn't make themselves for that. They didn't plant themselves. And then they don't worry about, oh, my purple is a little off. Oh, this one petal is a little bigger than the other. No, they just bloom in their beauty. And why? Because of who God is and what God can do. Because that's what God does. God or Mammon. God, I can rest. Mammon, I get into the worry stuff. And worry doesn't change a thing. Actually, does the opposite. There's a third thing. Worry doesn't just take my focus away from what matters. Worry doesn't change a thing. But worry also sends the wrong message to God. Going to take you back to verse 26, but I'm going to read this time from the message because I really just love the way that it's written there. Look at the birds, says Jesus. Free, unfettered, not tied down to a job description. Now look at this little line. Careless, not worrying in the care of God. Can I? Careless, not worrying. Why? Because they are in the care of God, not the other treasure. Careless in the care of God. And you? You count far more to Him than birds. So why do we worry? If God cares that much about birds, and we spoke about the two sparrows last week, how much more do you think God cares about us? Us to whom God said, I love you so much that I sent my son into the world for you, to die for you. Us that God says, I call you my children, and as a father, I will love you and I will care for you. So when we worry about all this stuff, who did we choose and where is our care? And what's the message that we are sending? Could it perhaps be? And I'm not negative, I'm just asking. Could it perhaps be that we're saying to God, I don't think, God, you can take care of me. I don't think, Lord, I really don't think that you know anything about my needs. I'm not sure that when you look at me, that I matter to you. Is that the kind of message that I'm sending to God? Is that what I want to do? But isn't that exactly what worry says? I'm gonna go on this. I'm not sure, God. If God cares for those birds, and they can be carefree, because they're in God's care. So, if this is what worry does to me, sucks the life out of me, takes my focus away, doesn't change a thing, sends the wrong message, how do I change that? What do I do? Now, there's no quick fix, but Jesus gives us an answer. And I'm going to take you to verse 31 and 32 to show you the answer again. Beautiful, beautiful. So, do not worry. Verse 31, by saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear? For the world runs after all these things. But your heavenly Father, and here's the word that you need to underline in your Bible, knows that you need all of these things, all of them. your Father knows. You can only serve one, God, or the treasure on which you are trying to build. But your Father knows. Don't worry about this stuff. Your Father knows you need all of them. Your Father knows about your fears and your anxiety and your worries that are in your life. He knows about that. But here's the most important thing. Your Father knows you. He knows your heart. He knows all the things that are going on in this heart. Your Father knows what's going on in your life. Your Father knows about the things that are pushing on your chest and the things that are scaring. Your Father knows. Your Father also knows about your needs, whether it's food or clothes or water or whatever it might be. Your Father knows. And because your Father knows, your Father will take care of you. Do you believe that? Do you believe that my Father knows? Do you believe that Father cares? If you do, then can I challenge you, please? Won't you take all these worries and fears, these things that take us away from seeking first the kingdom of God and its righteousness, God. Will you take all these other things, these mammons, and will you bring them to the foot of the cross and just place them there? And then leave them there so Jesus can wash them away in his blood. Because remember, I used this image maybe 10 years ago. What we often do is we take the stuff and then we put it on the escalator and we let it go up to God. But once it gets up there, we jump on that escalator and we fly up the escalator and we grab it back and we come right down on the downside and then we just take them again. Will you please bring them all and put them at the foot of the cross and leave them be and let them go? Because your Father knows. And when you do that, allow God to lift that weight that just sucks the life out. And learn to live freely in the presence of the one who knows. Do not worry, for your Father knows. Amen. Thank you, Father God, that you know. And when you know, you don't just know and say, yeah, I know. When you know, Father God, you care. Like you care for the birds and like you care for the flowers, even more for us. Help us then to make that right choice and to choose the kingdom of God and all its rightness. And we know, Lord, that as we choose that and walk with you, all of these other things that are so small will be given because you know. Thank you that we may ask in the name of Jesus. Amen.